Good morning, child of God. What a blessed cool day, cool morning. The Lord has given us another chance for us to share the word of God, for us to encourage one another. This morning is a blessed Saturday. As you are resting in your home this weekend, this morning, as you are washing, you're washing this morning, as you are cooking and preparing your breakfast, as you are seated reading your Bible, doing your homework, whatever you are doing, I have a short message to share with you this morning. Our scripture reading today comes from Habakkuk, the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 17. The word of God says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. The prophet Habakkuk had walked with God for many years. He had so much experience on how God works. And he came to conclusion that sometimes, even though you are walking with God, even though you are spirit-filled, even though you are a prayer warrior, even though you are a powerful prophet of God, when I say powerful, I mean being used by God to do signs and wonders, miracles. Even though you are a great teacher of the word, an apostle, things don't go in our favor sometimes for reasons best known to God himself. I can see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. No matter how faithful they were walking with God, one day things went wrong. They saw themselves in the midst of the fire. Daniel feared God. He walked with God, and each time he prayed, he would open his window towards Jerusalem. But one day he saw himself in a pit full of lions, hungry lions. In the book of Job, chapter 1, the man who feared God, the man who ran away from evil, one day he saw himself as poor as dust, falling from being a great rich man. A man who was feared, respected. A man who had a good wife, a man who had friends. One day he saw himself alone, scratching his body, crying in pain, pus coming out. Sometimes things don't go in our favor for reasons we don't know. The reasons only known by God. In the midst of that, Habakkuk the prophet, he said he would rejoice in the Lord. He would be joyful in the God of his salvation. As a believer in Christ Jesus, know that sometimes God allows us to be tested. So things might go the way we expect. But that should not take away our joy in Christ. Jesus himself said to us in Luke chapter 10, verse 3, go your way, in your business, go your way. In your career, go your way. In your studies, go your way. In your marriage, go your way. In everything that you want to pursue in life, go your way. Behold, he says, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. You are given permission to tread, but know that you are going to meet wolves. Know that in your midst there are wolves. You are in the midst, the center of wolves. You are surrounded by wolves, types of people. You are surrounded by wolves, types of friends. You are surrounded by wolves, types of family members. Go your way. Things might not go the way you expect. Your family members may not help you the way you expect. Your friends may not stand with you the way you expect. Things might go the other way. You might be tested on the way. Job was tested. But that should not take away our joy in Christ Jesus. That must not take our joy in our prayers. We must pray always without ceasing. We must focus on Jesus. We must focus on Christ Jesus, on the cross. The Apostle Paul in the New Testament agreed with the prophet Habakkuk and said, rejoice in the Lord always. I say rejoice. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. My brother, my sister, anytime things seem difficult for you, declare the words of Habakkuk. The Lord God is my strength. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord God is my strength. And he will make my feet like a hind's feet. And he will make me to walk upon mine high places. Ah, thank you, Jesus. No matter the challenges you are meeting, no matter the limitations and setbacks that are facing you right now, things have not gone the way you expected in your business. Things have not gone the way you expected in your marriage. Things have not gone the way you expected people to stand with you during the time of trial. You expected your friends you helped to stand with you. You expected your family members to stand with you. You expected your children to hear you, to understand you. But at the midst of the storms of life, the test that you are facing, the challenges that you are facing, you ended up seeing that you are alone. The challenges have isolated you from your beloved ones. The challenges have taken you off. The word of God is saying, David said, thy word is the light unto my feet. Child of God, never move left, never move right. Stay focused on the cross. Stay focused on Jesus. Your destiny is on Jesus. Your miracles are on Jesus. Your healing is on Jesus. Your breakthroughs are on Jesus. Eternal life is on Jesus. This world is not our home. Don't expect to find peace here. Jesus said, peace I give you, but not as the world gives you. Jesus gives us peace within, knowing that one day we are going to leave this world. Knowing that one day we are going to depart away from this world. Our flesh will decay. Our bones will be buried 9 feet in the ground. And our spirits, they will go where they came from, says the word of God. If we stand right with Jesus, we will live forever in peace and harmony. We will live forever with Christ Jesus. in a new home, in a new Jerusalem, where there's no sorrow, where there's no pain. Apostle Paul once said, what can separate us from the love of Christ? Is it poverty? Is it sickness? Is it because people are against us? Is it because of delays? Is it because of divorce? Is it because people are not cheering you up or supporting you? Nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. Know this, as you walk with Christ Jesus, as you walk with God, things might not go the way you expect because we are not yet in heaven. Apostle Paul said, I fought a good fight. I've ran a good race, child of God. Fight a good fight of faith. Focus on Jesus. Fight a good fight of standing in the truth of God. Disregarding the world is against you. Don't mind the world. You are in the midst of the walls. Things might not go the way you want. But I promise you this morning that when you stay in the Word and remain focused on Jesus, one day you will walk upon high places. Thank you, Lord. Our God is not blind. Our Jesus is not asleep. He's watching over us. He's watching over His children. He's watching over every Christian. Jesus is watching you. Where can you hide away from His presence? Said Prophet B. Joshua. This morning, in that storm, in that pain, in that sickness, in that poverty, in that lack, I want to assure you, you are not alone. Jesus is with you. Jesus is with you. And one day you are coming out. One day you will walk on high places. One day you will testify. One day you will see that there's a living God. Remain focused on Jesus. Don't focus on people. Don't focus on what people say. Don't walk in the way of pleasing people, but please God. This morning, may God bless you. Bless you mightily with peace within you in the midst of that storm. With peace within you in these trials, the pains that you're going through, the rejection, the name calling, the gossips around you, demotion at workplace, in that barrenness. In every situation that you are in today, may God give you peace within you and assurance that He is watching over you. And one day, He will make you to rise up, walking. He will make you to walk upon high places in your life. Hallelujah. May God bless you this morning. May God increase you and change your story. Let me bless you. Father, thank you. God of mercy, God of Abraham, God of Isaac and Jacob. I speak the blood of Jesus upon this listener. Wherever they are, my Father, I release your supernatural power upon their lives. Your supernatural power, Lord, the ability to overcome their emotions, storms of emotions and feelings. You know what they are going through. Rejection, you know what they are going through. Poverty, you know what they are going through. Delay, you know what they are going through. Divorce, you know what they are going through. Name calling, you know what they are going through. Every challenge they are going through, Father, today I stretch my hands towards you, heavens. Hear their cry. Release your supernatural power, your anointing upon them. To break the chains of poverty, limitations, pains. Help them, Father, not to be derailed by the challenges of this world, but to remain focused on you, Jesus. As they are praying this morning, Father, hear their prayers. Forgive them their sins, as you forgive me my sins. Write their names in the book of life, as you are writing my name. Let this day be a blessed day for them. As they are coming tomorrow for worship, with your grace to break the chains of poverty and limitations, the promise you gave us that this is the season of uprooting poverty and the planting prosperity and breakthrough and favor. As I will be blessing every old woman, old man tomorrow, my Father, may you release your grace upon their lives that will go down to their children and their children's children. Make them generals for their generations. Those who are abroad, I pray for them. Those who are in diaspora, Father, hear them in that foreign land. Break the chains of limitations and setbacks. Be with them, Father. Help them not to be derailed. Help them not to be moved away from their faith. Help them to focus on the cross. Father, I thank you. Heal the sick. Those on their sick bed, I bless them with the healing. I pray for their healing. I pray for their deliverance. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Bless our food, bless our water, bless our drinks, bless our meetings, bless, Father, our family dinners. Today, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bless your name. Thank you for every partner who is partnering with us to build your sanctuary. Those who are sending money everywhere from all over the world. And the children who are standing with the vision of their father. Those who are supporting the vision, those who are standing behind me, Father, bless them. Remember their names. Let them do great things. Let them prosper in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for every partner. Thank you, Father, for every listener. Break the chains of setbacks and poverty upon their lives. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. You are blessed, you are blessed, you are blessed, you are blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. May God bless you today. May God increase you. May God defend and fight for you. May God uplift you. In Jesus' name, amen. From Prophet Desire Chauke, the senior pastor and the founder of the Anger of Christ International Ministries. You are blessed to be with me this morning. Be with you tomorrow. Be with me tomorrow. As we'll be broadcasting live from the headquarters, the Anger of Christ International Ministries. Those who want prayer, you can call our offices on +263 77 882 7953. 77 882 7953. May God bless you. If it happens that you pass by our city on Sunday, Bulawayo, I encourage you to just pay us a visit and come and enjoy the blessings of the Lord. Jesus is alive in Anger. He's doing signs and wonders. We are being blessed as the children of Anger. Come and join us and worship with us. You are welcome in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you.